Welcome to Highly Questionable, where I got to keep my back straight so it doesn't look like this on the screen and y'all get to misunderstanding what I'm saying. Katie Nolan, thank you for pointing that out. Izzy Gutierrez, it's a fascinating shirt you have on yourself. Let us go.
Does baseball need to shut down the season?
Oh boy, listen to this. They got a 113-page manual in baseball about all the things that they're doing surrounding the coronavirus. And the one thing it doesn't have is what to do in the event of an outbreak. And we got a legitimate outbreak with the Marlins right now. We've got 14 staffers and players combined that have COVID-19. They've had to cancel their game tonight against the Orioles. The Yankees and the Phillies had to cancel their game because, you know, that's where the Marlins just were. And if baseball has to shut this whole thing down because of this, I don't even know how they're supposed to come back, because obviously that would tell me they had no plan for the most inevitable thing to happen, which would be a whole lot of people catching COVID-19. They're not in a bubble. They're not inoculated from this in that way. So I don't know if they have to shut down, but I do not feel good about them finishing the season if they didn't have a plan for this yet.
I mean, it's only taken one weekend and we're already questioning this season even being completed. And what's crazy about this is it seems like baseball was best suited to perform in a bubble, whether it be one of the two spring training sites in Florida or Arizona. And one of the producers of this show even suggested Omaha, and that would have been a doable thing. And so to have all these players fly back and forth, this seemed inevitable. The question that I have is what they're willing to power through against. And I do think that the Marlins being a factor here is one of those things that they say, hey, they're not going to be a contending team. Maybe we can do without them as they try to figure out how to deal with this. I think they're going to come up with as many excuses as possible to try to power through this, not thinking about the families of all the players and staff members that are testing positive.
I cannot wrap my head around the fact that we are watching these leagues, these entities that we've, I don't want to say trusted, but just kind of assumed knew how to run things. We've watched them just completely fail at planning properly for a virus. How do you have health and safety protocols, but nowhere in it is listed what happens if an outbreak happens, the inevitable. As Bomani said, this makes no sense. And I'm trying to figure it out, being like, you know, don't attribute to malice that which could easily be explained away with stupidity. Which is it? Like, how are we at the point where it's like there's a virus, we're going to fly around, our only real thing is be safe, try your best, but we have no idea, no planning of what to do in the event that a team gets an outbreak, which we're now seeing with the Marlins. I need somebody to explain to me how this was not covered in the protocols. What's a protocol?
There is one explanation that is possible here. And I mean, I'm assuming that there are some smart people that are involved in this. I do not believe for a second that an outbreak came around and then everybody up there was like, yo, why did we not think of that? Somebody had to think of it. I want to give them that benefit of the doubt. What if there's just nothing they can do if an outbreak comes, right? Like, what if they went through every idea they had and then they looked at it and they said, we just got to kind of hope that's not going to happen, but boss is going to happen. Well, we're just going to hope because they need this money that damn bad.
If your protocol comes down to hope, then that means it's not going to work. I hate to be that guy, but if it's like, what happens if this? Well, then we're screwed. Then you're screwed. It's just like a if then, that's what happens. And that's where we are now. And it just seems grossly negligent to me.
You started a team. You started a season where a team didn't have a home to play.
Toronto
Blue Jays don't even know what they're doing. And yet we're working around an outbreak now after the first weekend. It's about as bad as it could have possibly been.
And look, I get it. Like, people at home like are sick of seeing people on sports TV advocate for there to be no sports. So I want to be perfectly clear. Like, we also want baseball to come back. I'm also going nuts in my house. I want to watch sports. But I don't want to have to do this every week on Highly Questionable when we could easily be making fun of silly things and having to talk about the fact that, like, it's back, but it's not back. Is it going to stay back? Is it going to go away and then come back? This is too much for me emotionally. I need some consistency. And, like, what does this mean for football? The next sport that's intending to start up with no bubble in place. Like, they should be paying attention to what's happening to baseball right now. But you wonder, after what we've seen from all these leagues, if they're even considering it the same as what they're about to go through when it's exactly the same.
Sounds like a lot of words just to say I told you so, guys. Just want to let you know, a simple I told you so would have sufficed.
I should have worn that t-shirt.
Now, we do have to entertain the possibility this could be the end of the baseball season, and the crack staff at Highly Questionable was ready with a montage for the memories already.
Hey, I remember that.
Woo. Oh.
I do not remember that butt to the face.
I
ain't
no panda was still on
Ouch.
The beach.
I hate the cardboard cutouts.
Oh, is that the same one?
Oh, yes, it was.
This
I mean,
we're going
to have to repeat some things to make a montage.
Awesome.
This is the best.
Yeah. We're just going to show that over and over again. I did not know panda could do
every
that.
Angle, baby.
He's like Charles Barkley.
Were the Seahawks wise to go all in right now on Jamal Adams?
I mean, I have to say, I can understand why anybody would make a decision at this point to decide that there is no future that you can bet on, right? So the Seahawks made a trade. They got Jamal Adams. They traded a 2021 first-round pick and a 2022 first-round pick and more in order to get him. They got an incredibly versatile player. You could talk about he's a safety and you don't pay that much for safeties. He's a safety when he's a safety. They got a mediocre defense that needs help everywhere. He plays everywhere. And this is why I'm in on this for Seattle. I would not want any parts of taking somebody in the first round of the 2021 draft. It is entirely possible the teams are going to have to make these decisions without a college football season to use for evaluation. I don't know how exactly they're going to go about doing that. But that pick seems like it has a wider range of potential outcomes than it ever had before, and it was probably going to be in the 20s or 30s anyway. To get an impact player right now with your 32-year-old quarterback, that's what, top five in the league? Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, you also have to consider that it's Seattle. And so, you know, while a first round pick carries a lot of value, it doesn't as much for that's two Rashad Pennies. They traded away two Rashad Pennies. And so it's just like that's Seattle. On paper, this looks like it probably worked out better in favor of the Jets. Not right now, but long term and value wise. But yeah, a lot of us are going to try to make the argument for Seattle because this is sports TV and it's highly questionable. And why would we just take the obvious point? I think that, you know, Seattle has a strong core on their defense and their offense. And so it's like, if you're going to make a push right now, as Mina Kimes brings up, big Seattle fan, that Russell Wilson's 32, but he's consistent. So it's like they have to do something now. And so Seattle's always kind of done it their way. There's like the right way to do it that all the numbers say is the correct way. And then there's the way Seattle does it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but like, you kind of have to respect that they're not just going with the cheat codes. They're like, no, I'm going to try without it. And it's like admirable, I guess. You know, as you said, he's a versatile player. They could see what they can do. Obviously, he had an issue with Adam Gates not addressing the team. That's like one thing he brought up in the news was that Adam Gates himself was not the one who would come in. He would send a different coach. If you had to pick a coach in the league that's going to be the opposite of that, I would say Pete Carroll is a great call. It seems like a great match. I don't know if it's going to work because I don't know anything, but that's what I think about it.
Well, don't know anything. I feel like I should just FaceTime Mina then and just have her on here talking about the Seahawks. Here's the thing. And you mentioned Adam Gase here, and I'm wondering, I'm going to spend a little bit of time on the Jets here. I'm wondering if it's just a coincidence that they finally traded Jamal Adams after he criticized Adam Gase. Because down in Miami, Adam Gase had a reputation for not really getting along well with guys who were confrontational, who had a voice. And he shipped them away, whether it be Landry, whether it be Ajayi, you know, Cameron Wake had issues with him. There's been players that have reportedly had issues with him. And if Bomani is correct, and these draft picks are not a very good value or potentially could be disastrous because you don't know who you're picking, do you really want to make that decision between Adams and choosing Adam Gase in this situation? He already failed one time in Miami. He already seems to separate himself from players. And part of the complaint is that he doesn't even address the team fully when they're struggling. That does not sound like the behavior of a high quality head coach. And when you're trading away guys this talented who are not getting along with that head coach, you should probably investigate that.
Yeah, you know, you raise a good point here when we start talking about this in the context of the Jets. Because, like, you know, you try to figure out who wins a trade, and trades don't really work that way. They're not zero sum, all of that stuff. What do we generally know, no matter what the transaction is? Not a good idea by the Jets. Regardless of whatever it is that they happen to do, probably not a good idea for the Jets. Like, the Jets got two first-round picks with Jamal Adams. Sounds like he might be worth three.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I continue to learn so much about strip clubs these last couple of days. I did not know the food was this good. I did not know the Atlanta was such a hotbed. I'm not an expert like Bomani is, so I will sort of let that analysis pass. I am an expert at noting when people are lying.
And man, this Jack Harlow is very new to celebrity and really needs to figure this out.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Is a 10-day quarantine a fair outcome for Lou Williams going to Magic City?
Gotta say, this is a topic that I've probably spent about 22 years preparing for and did not realize it until this day that a certain expertise would come in handy. So as you may have heard, Lou Williams went and picked up some wings while he was supposed to be, you know, on his excused absence. And now he has to do a 10-day quarantine as a result because he got the wings from strip club because some dude named Jack Harlow put a picture up on the internet because these kids can't help themselves but put every damn thing up on the internet. The bottom line is, Lou looked like he was taking precautions. Like, did you notice that in the picture he had on a mask? The other dude had on the mask. The timing of it was what? They said that he left the viewing at like 6 o'clock and then he went to the club. That's pretty early before people get there. I understand it's a strip club. That's what gets everybody involved in this story. However, it sounds like it's really something that should require a 10-day quarantine. I don't think you need to wrap him on the knuckles for this.
Yeah, obviously a lot of questions, a lot of details you can dive into here. Let's not forget that the wings in question that he went to order are called Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Wings. They're his own namesake wings. And if you're in town and you're probably not going to be in town again for a while, you get those wings. It should also be noted, I did not know this, Magic City has curbside pickup. So if he really wanted those wings, he could have gone there and gotten them without dabbling in other activities. It's funny, Bo, that you mentioned that he looks like he's being responsible because he's wearing a mask when the mask is what got him caught, because he wore the mask that they gave them in Orlando, which made it obvious it was not, in fact, an old picture where for some reason they were donning masks. It was from this time period. This is a beautiful story. A 10-day quarantine seems right. I don't know what decides for them between 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. It's sort of just been mentioned that it's like 4 days is mandatory if you violate the bubble, but then extenuating circumstances can make it more or less. But we've already had a player have to do a 10-day quarantine for essentially barely stepping outside the bubble to pick up delivery food. So I think 10 days for going to the strip club makes sense. I'm unclear if there were strippers present or not. Does anybody know?
I continue to learn so much about strip clubs these last couple of days. I did not know the food was this good. I did not know the Atlanta was such a hotbed. I'm not an expert like Bomani is, so I will sort of let that analysis pass. I am an expert at noting when people are lying. And man, this Jack Harlow is very new to celebrity and really needs to figure this out. It's okay to get him busted, I suppose, right? Don't try to backtrack by flatly lying when, as Katie noted, it wasn't an old photo. The mask he was wearing gave him away, Mr. Harlow. You and your connection to the NBA starting off on very shaky ground.
This is the question that I want to ask, and I don't think it's been explored enough when people talk about the fact that the wings are called the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Wings. How do you get a menu item named after you at Magic City? Because my guess is it ain't by ordering a bunch of wings. Well, like, they may be the wings that you order all the time, but unless you order them like 50 at a time, that is not going to get your name on the menu. Like, I would love to know all the other people who came in and saw the menu was like, oh, Lou Will got wings? How much money I got to throw around here to get my own wings? Yeah,
that's because he also ordered that case of 10,000 singles.
To everybody who's saying I didn't know a strip club had good food, or I'm shocked that somebody would go out of their way to eat at a strip club, let me just say the amount of money these places are bringing in, your food better be decent if you're going to offer it.
Highly Questionable, presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Do you question if Ben Simmons has finally figured out his jumper?
Oh, God.
Yo, here it is. Here it is. The moment that we've all been waiting for. Cue it up. This is a basketball game. It ain't like an actual NBA game because they ain't started, but it's a scrimmage of sorts. And look at this. Wow.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
No hesitation.
And look, you see my man that was checking him was like, he ain't going to shoot that, right? Like, yep. He was right there in his face. Look at Embiid so happy at the end. And so I don't know how this bows necessarily for him as power forward. I would like to make the point, though, if you're now going to shoot, forget threes, just shoot it all, you can play point guard again. Like, the whole reason we had a problem with you at point guard is that you would not shoot. If you will shoot, then what's the point of being that power forward? Is that what it took? You had to threaten to make him a power forward to get him to shoot?
Well, I will say this, Bo. I disagree with you on this being a real basketball game of any sort. It's not just because it's a scrimmage, but because there's no fans there. It's the weirdest games ever in the NBA. But I still believe he's going to take more of these throughout this resumption of the season. He's seen a psychiatrist. He's seen a specialist about this, so he can actually feel freer to take these shots. And I believe he's taking them. And the reason that power forward is important here is because the people defending him will be not as prone to going out and defending him in that spot. Maybe they're just not used to it. Maybe they're just bigger and lumbering players, or he can just go around them on the closeout. That's kind of the idea. I do think that it would be a huge breakthrough if he were even to take 5 threes for the rest of this season, and I'm praying for it, but I don't know if it's realistic for him to go back to the point guard spot and do that. I think it's better off here.
Look, this is like a watched pot never boils. It's like, we need you to shoot. We need you to shoot. We need you to shoot. All right, we don't need you to shoot anymore. And he's like, all right, watch me shoot. It's just like the pressure's off of him. Or maybe we got to take into consideration he's just got extreme stage fright. And now there's no noise. There's no heckling. There's no fans. It's just him playing pickup basketball. And so he's like, oh, I can shoot like this. It's like shooting in a gym. I don't know. I think it makes sense. I think we should stop asking if he's finally going to get it, because then he's never going to get it. Leave him alone.
But luckily, they're going to be playing these weirdo games on these sound stages the rest of the way. So, like, if the problem is that people are watching, cool. Now you have got a chance. This dude has taken 88% of his career field goal attempts from 10 feet or closer. Ooh. Like, if he is just willing to shoot, he doesn't even have to be that damn good at it. If he is just willing to shoot, he instantly becomes one of the 10 best players in the NBA. He might be the best defensive player in the NBA. Like, I have been killing this dude for not shooting. Now do you see why? Because do you see how excited I am at the possibility that he might do it?
And it doesn't even have to be threes. Like, just shoot something. Force the defense to come out to you. And to Katie's point about him fearing maybe crowds or whatever, having stage fright, we've seen him do this in empty gyms, man. We've seen him hit like 4 straight half-court shots in empty gyms. The form still looks bad, but the result seems good when there's nobody else in the gym. So maybe he's onto something.
If it works, if that turns out to be what it is, do Philly fans love their teams enough to all collectively decide in the future to not go to games, to just stay home forever, and Philly games will from here on out not have fans in the stands so that Ben Simmons can hit his shots? We'll see.
To be fair, they did it for like 5 years or so before he got there.
Do you question if this is a good look for Bill Laimbeer?
All right, for those of you who are a little bit younger, Bill Laimbeer, the most universally despised basketball player in the history of basketball. You know how hard it is to be a 4-time All-Star and white and everybody still hates you? Anyway, he's now the coach of the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA, and apparently he got a haircut and
Oh, no.
That is a Cobra Kai legend, Bill Laimbeer. He looks like he's 30 years removed from Karate Kid with that thing on. What is that look?
They wouldn't cast you in the Karate Kid with that haircut. Like, did he do that himself?
That's the reunion.
He looks like Rambo if Rambo taught a jazzercise class.
Yo, run this back. I need to see this again. How are his players supposed to take him seriously?
Oh, my God.
I feel like he should go co-own the Las Vegas Raiders also.
Did he quit shaving after he got this terrible haircut? Because what's the point? Because I would understand that.
Why is he adjusting it? Is it a sweatband? Because if it's a sweatband, it's in the right place. If it's a headband, it's
not
absolutely
doing it.
Being used incorrectly. You have to use it to push your hair back, not to just let your hair rest atop of. His hair's still touching his forehead. That does not help.
Honestly, I saw that and thought that maybe it was a wig, and that was like the elastic or whatever that keeps it on top of your head.
Oh,
and then it got to the back. Nobody has any answers for me about this?
God, that's bad. What answer would satisfy you? What answer would be like, oh, okay, there's nothing.
There is no answer. You're correct. There is no real answer that would satisfy me. I do ask this, though. Is there something in the WNBA dress code that prohibits hats? Because, like, hats are not really encouraged on ESPN, but I wore one for 3 months trying to get, you know, while I was trying to do a little something. And, like, the in-between stage. Let that man wear a hat.
Tonight at 7 p.m., Bucks versus Pelicans.
All right, Zion is back in the bubble, but he won't be playing in the game as he is quarantining. We got a clip here with the Giannis Antetokounmpo. Anyway, the guy's name is Eubanks. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
They called an offensive foul. Woo, Drew Eubanks.
God.
Is he kin to Bob Eubanks?
Oh, man.
Whoa. And he stood over him?
Damn.
He stood.
He put his arm out well before he saw there was a defender there and then yanked. That is not an offensive foul. It's almost as bad as the foul they called on Rudy Gobert when Tyler Hero was trying to yam it on him the other day. It was terrible, too. The refs are a little rusty, too.
Katie?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. That is my reaction. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I just want to remind Drew Eubanks of something, okay? Black Lives Matter. All right, that is the show. Izzy Shirt says, welcome back, Otter. Just want to make sure everybody understands that.
Welcome your shirts, it's too much. I didn't know. Next time, text me and I'll wear something goofy.